TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
The main points. Close to 1,300 soldiers of the Rapid Intervention Battalion B have graduated from the Manuo Base Center during a ceremony chaired by the Commander of Military Schools and Training Centers, Major General Philip Mpai. Top comedian turned politician Mike Usi has been sworn in as Malawi's Vice President at a ceremony held in Parliament in the capital, Lilongwe. Ethiopia and Nigeria have won the first gold medals at the ongoing African Athletics Championships in Douala that was officially opened yesterday by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muelle-Kombi. The 2024 state budget of the Republic of Cameroon has been balanced in income and expenditure to the tune of 7,278,100,000 francs. This follows an ordinance signed by the President of the Republic modifying and completing certain provisions of a decree of December 19, 2023 promulgating into law the finance bill for 2024. Albert Njembonde has read through the document and presents the keynotes.
It is a 45-page document divided in two parts. The first relating to how the 2024 state budget is balanced in income and expenditure, while the second stipulates special measures and questions relating to public financing. Certain provisions of the tax code have been modified, notably Article 548, which puts fiscal stamps for ordinary passports and some official documents at a cost of 110,000 francs. Article 549 puts fiscal stamps for the national identity card and resident permits at 10,000 francs. The ordinance provides levies for visas and visa extensions ranging between 0 to 6 months and above 6 months at a cost which ranges between 100 and 150,000 francs. According to the ordinance, financial resources destined for the reconstruction of the far north, northwest and southwest regions considered economic disaster zones is fixed at 35 billion CFA francs this year, 2024. The ordinance gives the state more possibilities of widening its sources of revenue collection, pushing the state budget balanced in income and expenditure at 7,278 billion CFA francs, up from 6,740 billion CFA francs.
Albert Njembonde, 144 architects who have taken service in Yaoundé have been challenged to practice their profession with conscience, probity and responsibility. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kechak-Wutes, gave the advice in Yaoundé during a ceremony to officially initiate the architects into the National Order of Cameroonian Architects, ONAC. Here now is Minister Celestine Kechak-Wutes stating the important role the architects will play in the socio-economic development of Cameroon.
I really want to thank the Bureau, the President of ONAC, for the quality of the organization of this session, for the professionalism that they have put into the selection of these 142 young architects. Because being architect will be to construct, not to destroy. Your signature should be in terms of contribute to the modernization of our country. And they do agree, because the sermon that they took is to support the head of to modernize and to build a wonderful cities where no one is living behind, where people are happy to live together because of the quality of the housing.
On to one of our lead stories, some 1,230 graduating second-class soldiers of the Rapid Intervention Battalion, known by the French language acronym as B, have been told that selfless service to their nation and its people should guide all their actions in their career. The statement was made by military officials at the base of the battalion of Mina or Manowobi in the southwest region during the graduation ceremony of the 2024 contingent of second-class soldiers. The ceremony was presided at by the commander of military schools and the training centers, Major General Philip Mpai. Details with Charles Abuno.
The 2024 contingent of trainee second-class soldiers of BE began their initial training in the month of February 2024. During the training, they developed a lot of knowledge and skills. Lieutenant Colonel Umaru Tapale is the commander in charge of training at BE.
We train them within 4 months how to maneuver in combat like a single soldiers. They learn also how to manipulate their weapon. We give them spirit that soldiers are supposed to have. They should be have a devotion of the Republic. They should like the Republic first of all.
During the ceremony, some of the new second-class soldiers showcased some of the skills that they have acquired. Going through the training was challenging for the trainees, but their resilience has seen them through and they are happy. Second-class soldier Issa Makro Issa.
Today is a big day for me and my family. We thank our Komsei Captain Musa, who did all his effort to make us to be a man now.
The second-class soldiers are ready to give their all for the protection of Cameroon's territorial integrity and its people.
No Cameroonian pilgrim was involved in the recent heatwave tragic incident that led to the death of several pilgrims in Mina, on the outskirts of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. The revelation was made in Mecca by the Cameroon ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Iya Tijani, in an interview granted to CRTV. Our reporter, special envoy to Saudi Arabia, Ngonige Swaibu Shari, picks up the rest of that story.
It was during one of their outings to perform the Hajj ritual of stoning the devil at Jamarat that a number of pilgrims died, most of them elderly people. This was as a result of heat waves, which saw temperatures rising to as high as 48 degrees Celsius or even more. The head of the Cameroon Hajj mission, Mahmoudou Alhaji Kona, saw some of the victims on his way from Jamarat.
When coming back from Jamarat, we saw many people lying on our way to the camp, pilgrims who died. All what we saw, there was no a black pilgrim.
In the wake of the tragic incident, social networks and even some mainstream media organs have been advancing alarming figures of victims, claiming that some of them were Cameroonian pilgrims. In the light of this development, the head of the Cameroon official delegation for the Hajj, Iya Tijani, who is the country's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, has revealed that no Cameroonian pilgrim was involved in the incident.
I would like to say that no Cameroonian pilgrim was involved in the tragic incident.
He further disclosed that only two Cameroonian pilgrims died even before the start of the Hajj.
Two Cameroonian died before the start of Hajj. They died for what they had right from Cameroon.
While extending his condolence and that of the government of Cameroon to the bereaved families, Ambassador Iya Tijani has equally announced that all Cameroonian pilgrims are currently doing fine and are waiting to start leaving for Cameroon on the 24th of this month. Usmaila Tuku, Ngonige Swaibu Share, CRTV News, Mecca.
CRTV News. Top comedian turned politician Michael Usi has been sworn in as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital, Lilongwe. The 55-year-old replaces Saulus Chilima, who died in a plane crash early this month, along with 8 other people. Dr. Michael Biswick Usi received a standing ovation when he spoke after his inauguration, saying he accepted the role with a mixture of sadness and gratitude. He promised to honor his predecessor's memory and thanked President Lazarus Chakwera for believing in him as he takes up his position as vice president in a power-sharing government. In sports, Ethiopia and Nigeria have won the first gold medals at the ongoing African Athletics Championships in Douala. The competition kicked off yesterday with Cameroonian athletes Emmanuel Eseme and Raphael Kankele both picking up semi-final tickets in the men's 100-meter race. The first day of the championships was marked by a colorful opening ceremony chaired by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Muelekombi. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.